Well, in the state of Illinois, early voting has been going on for nearly a month already in some places. And in addition to the presidential race, there's also a tight Senate race and a House race that we're going to focus on for today's district profile. It's the 10th district of Illinois, where Republican incumbent Robert Dold is trying to win a second term. Democrat Brad Schneider is challenging him. And joining us to talk about the race is Lauren Chulgin, political reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
And describe the district for us first. What's the voting history like?
Sure. So it's a really interesting district because it's pretty split, and they are known to elect a lot of moderate Republicans. Our current Senator Mark Kirk was the representative for the 10th district from 2000 and then for five terms until he ran for Senate. It's the northeast corner of the state, so it includes the part of the so-called North Shore, so the suburbs around Chicago. And another interesting fact about this district, it's one of the biggest Jewish populations of all the congressional districts here in Illinois. About 10% of voters are Jewish. And so you hear the candidates speak a lot about Israel often because of that.
And the candidates in this particular race have been here before, right? This is a rematch.
Oh, yes. It is quite the rematch. It's the second rematch. Hmm. And in 2010, Dold won the seat. Then the next 2 years went by and Schneider took it from him. Then following that in 2014, Dold took it back and here we are. Certainly an interesting rematch. Part two.
And this is the first time that Dold has had to take a position on Donald Trump. And in this race, he came out quite early against Trump. He didn't go to the Republican National Convention. Has that helped or hurt him?
I think it certainly helped him, especially in this district. Like you said, he wasn't at the RNC, and Trump is not very popular in this district. He doesn't poll well on any polls that are done, whether it's for Republican or Democratic PACs or congressional campaign committees or what have you. So he campaigns a lot about that. He brings up how he was one of the first of his party to come right out against Donald Trump. And so I think it is certainly going to help him.
What about Hillary Clinton? Is she playing into this race at all?
Not as much. I mean, of course, she's very popular in Illinois, especially among Democrats. She grew up here, and so she has a lot of connections to Illinois. It was a really tight primary race, but she did win it out over Senator Sanders. Brad Schneider does endorse her and brings her up often. Not as often. We hear a lot about Donald Trump more often.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of the candidates. Here's Republican Robert Dold.
What I hear from people is they want someone that's going to go to Washington and fight for them. They're sitting around their kitchen table worried they're falling behind. The cost of food, the cost of higher education, the cost of health care, the uncertainty around retirement, these are significant issues and, frankly, ones that we need to try to address together as a nation. And the only way that I think that we're going to have some really meaningful change is with bipartisan support to get it done.
And here's the Democrat Brad Schneider.
Well, this is a district where people are worried about the economy. They're worried about educating their kids, affording health care, having a secure and dignified retirement. The people of the 10th district want a government that's working. They want a Congress that, rather than fighting over every issue, they want Congress that's going to say, let's roll up our sleeves, talk about the challenges we face as a nation, and let's work together to develop solutions.
Lauren, as they've been talking throughout the campaign, it sounds like they're not that far away from each other, certainly the way that we see in the presidential race.
Yeah, and you know, it's been very interesting to talk to voters about this because even voters who came into a debate or a forum with a leaning or an idea of who they thought they'd vote for, or in this case had voted for many times in the past, they'll come out of it and say, well, now I'm even more confused because I'm not quite sure, you know, how Dold is on this or specifically what Schneider wants to do about that. And, you know, one voter came up to me and said, well, you know, everyone loves education. I mean, they say they love education. They say they want to reform the tax code. Well, who doesn't? I mean, it's not helpful to me to not be able to understand clearly, you know, what that candidate is about because they both are making similar pledges.
Has there been a lot of outside attention on this race?
Yeah, certainly. Recently, Mitt Romney came in to fundraise both for Senator Mark Kirk, who's in a tight battle, as well as for Congressman Dold. Paul Ryan was in town recently, also fundraising for him. And, you know, recently, President Obama did a batch of ads for down-ticket Democrats, and Brad Schneider was among them. And so the campaign has really been pushing this ad with President Obama that came out last week. And so certainly, I mean, when World Series Game 1 was on this week, the Schneider-Obama ad was one of the first commercials that came up right after the national anthem. Hmm. So yes, there are a lot of outside names and a lot of attention going toward this toss-up race.
What are the polls saying?
Well, most of the polls that have been done for partisan groups, but they're both pretty close. And in fact, the last couple races have only been a couple percentage points between the two of them, and it's expected to be a close one, which is why I think a lot of, you know, national eyes are on this race as the House is up for potentially flipping. This is one that's totally a toss-up.
And of course, whoever loses this race can just come back and run again in 2 years,
that's
as they
right.
always do.
Why not go for a third rematch?
Lauren Chulgin, a political reporter with WBEZ in Chicago. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you can check out all of our district profiles and Senate trackers looking at House and Senate races around the country at our website, hereandnow.org. I guess there'll only be one more before the election.